Karen, have you got something for the children?
Yes. Would you like to see some more? Hiya. Welcome, Mum. Want to come down to the front, please? Right. I'll get you to sit down there. Now, can you tell me what's in there? Yep, and I'll let you have a hold of it. It'll get in the nose. Okay, you hold on to that just while we talk about it. Do you know what we're celebrating today? Why do you have all this stuff there? Why do we have the stuff there? It's Harvest Thanksgiving, but why do we have the stuff there?
Say thank you.
Okay.
For all the abundance.
Yep.
Harvest.
Cool. Good answer. So, part of the harvest is seeds. Okay? So, I've got some seeds there. Can you tell everyone what sort of seeds they are? Are they big seeds or are they little seeds? They're little seeds. Okay. Are they all the same? No? Okay, so there's lots of different seeds in there. Can you tell me, if I get some of these seeds out, at this stage, we have no idea which one's going to grow and which one's not going to grow. We don't know which one's going to produce. And I noticed there was some nice heads here. I'm just going to pull a couple out. We don't know which seed is going to produce a head that looks like that. What's wrong with that head? There's nothing wrong with it. Just for the people who grew it. Is it the same? Can you see on these? One looks nice and fat and other ones, what's wrong with them? It's drier and it's skinnier. There's not as many seeds in it. Okay? So when we're... I'll just get rid of the seeds. So Jesus tells us a story in the Bible about seeds and harvest, okay? And I'm just going to read you a little bit about it. A farmer went out to plant some seeds, and it talks about all the different places that seeds can go, but I'm just going to talk about what happens. Some seeds fell on fertile soil and then produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as they had planted. So they planted one seed and they got 100 back. It's quite good, isn't it? Yeah. But, like you said, those seeds wouldn't grow unless they were planted in the soil and if they were watered. Okay? And so part of the story that he said later on was he said, down a little bit, right there. The seeds that fell on good soil represents those who hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as being planted. Now, Jesus talks about parables, and they've got another meaning behind it. So if I said to you, God put a seed in your heart, what do you think that means? If God put a seed in your heart and he wanted, what would you want to happen to that seed? Do you want it to sit as a seed, or do you want it to turn into something big and 100 times bigger than what it was in that tiny, tiny little seed? Yeah, yeah. So God puts little seeds, and they can be thoughts, or they can be things that He puts us into His heart, into our heart. And what He does is He makes them grow, and He changes our lives with the seeds, because they turn into a harvest. So when you think about the tiny little seed, think about that God can use something so small, and He can plant it in your heart and turn it into a big harvest. So that's for everyone, not just for you. Right, so right, and I'll just pray. And is there Sunday school this morning?
No,
sheets up the back. I obviously didn't pay attention to the notices. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you make things grow and produce good things for us. Help us to remember that you want to plant things in our lives to help us grow and change. But most of all, God, help us to remember that you're a good God and you love and care and provide for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.